Chapter 11. Fashion. Loose trousers are the latest fashion. Style. The style of this skirt is just in season. Trend. The youth like to follow the latest trends in fashion. Tendency. There is a growing tendency for people to work at home instead of in offices. Current. Newspapers influence the current of thought. Popularity. That record made the singer's popularity boom. Vogue. Long hair for men and high boots for ladies are no longer in vogue. Prevail. Truth will ultimately prevail. Model. After a brief spell as a model, she got into singing. Icon. That singer is one of the pop culture icons of 1980s. Idol. That football player is the idol of many young people. Luxury. The increasing sales of luxuries are an indication of the country's prosperity. Extravagant. She's very extravagant. She spends all her money on clothes. Jewelry. This piece of jewelry is priceless. Jewel. That jewel has a beautiful shimmer. Gem. This picture is the gem of the collection. Jade. I have a pair of jade bracelets. Adorn. She likes to adorn herself with jewels. Ornament. Ornament. Clearness ornaments profound thought. Embellish. The door of the old church was embellished with intricate carvings. Embroider. Her shirt is embroidered with roses. Hairdressing. She has spent much money and time on hairdressing. Pigment. This pigment is a good and common food additive. Dye. My roommate has dyed her hair red. It looks so unnatural. Masquerade. She masqueraded as a shepherdess. Veil. The bride's face was covered with a white veil. Costume. Her national costume showed which country she came from. Fascinate. This city fascinates him. Decent. He made a decent record. Exquisite. He has exquisite taste and decent manners. Grace. She was a beautiful girl with the grace and poise of a natural model. Elegance. He is admired for the elegance of his writing. Perfect. No one expects you to be perfect, but we do expect you to do your best always. Appearance. Don't judge by appearances. Cosmetics. We have many types of cosmetics for sale. Makeup. I cannot tell who's who when the women take off their makeup. Handsome. The waitress received a handsome tip. Charming. Her colorful character makes her very charming. Pretty. All the pretty women wore their smartest dresses. Beautiful. Looking at a beautiful painting always gives one satisfaction. Ugly. You can't persuade me to buy this ugly vase. Dress. She wears a beautiful evening dress. Clothe. He had to work hard to feed and clothe the large family. Uniform. Do you have to wear a uniform if you work at McDonald's? Garment. This garment should be washed carefully. Laundry. There's a lot of laundry in the basket. Wardrobe. Can you hang these in the wardrobe, please? Overall. Overall. The shop assistant was wearing a white overall. Overcoat. He turned his overcoat collar up. Robe. She was simply dressed in a plain white robe. Gown. She put on her silk gown and went to the ball. Sweater. This woolen sweater may keep you warm in winter. Jacket. He wore a pair of dark glasses and a jacket all day long. Skirt. How many skirts do you have? Jeans. Jeans are made of jean, denim, or other durable fabrics. Trousers. This pair of trousers is too tight for me. Clasp. The button won't clasp. Button. One of the buttons has come off my coat. Glove. It's getting cold and I have to take out my woolen gloves. Hat. She bought a hat yesterday. Cap. The cap goes well with your suit. Brim. He drank at the fountain's brim. Scarf. The price of this scarf is below $10. Handkerchief. He was playing with his handkerchief all the while during the speech. Purse. The loss of her purse caused her much inconvenience. Wallet. She placed the receipt in her wallet. Vest. One button on the vest is loose. Wrap. Over her shoulders was a much mended wrap. Cloak. She picked up the old brown cloak and handed it to him. Collar. He turned up his coat collar against the chilly wind. Sleeve. A stranger pulled at my sleeve as I was leaving. Sock. There is a hole in my sock. Stocking. The thief masked his face with a stocking. Slipper. No slipper is allowed in the laboratory. Boot. My foot won't go into this boot. Lace. He stopped to tie the laces of his sneakers. Tailor. The tailor can alter your new coat to fit you. Sew. The skirt is finished and I'm going to sew a pocket. Spin. We took a spin around the town. Stitch. My mother is stitching a new dress. Needle. The needle pierced her finger. Pin. Pin the bills together so you won't lose them. String. We have had a string of complaints about the program. Thread. She is looking for threads which match the cloth. Strap. A safety strap is used to prevent falling. Stripe. The body of a zebra is marked by black and white stripes. Ribbon. Her hair was tied up with a ribbon. Belt. A belt of trees grew between the two fields. Chain. She wore a silver chain around her neck. Bracelet. I'd like you to take this bracelet as a gift. Necklace. I value this necklace at $5,000. Bead. She wore a string of beads around her neck. Textile. He intends to retail textile goods. Velvet. The lawn looks like green velvet. Wool. He found a job of shearing wool from sheep. Patch. She sewed a patch onto the knee of the trousers. Rag. She wrapped the box with an old rag. Shabby. His shabby appearance creates a bad impression. Tight. This drawer is too tight for me to open it. Color. Due to the use of natural pigments, these folk paintings retain their color well. White. He was white with fury. Yellow. The leaves turn yellow in autumn. Brown. He had brown skin. Gray. He dressed in gray. Pink. She carried a spray of pink roses. Purple. That girl liked to wear purple dresses. Tan. It took me all summer to get this tan. Fade. Beauty fades like a flower. Stain. The coffee stained his shirt brown. Blot. The new power station is a blot on the landscape. Figure. I could see a tall figure near the door. Slender. All of us admired her slender figure. Slight. Our army suffered a slight reverse.